Mike, I forgot to ask this on Monday, but during the game on the last drive, that timeout, they charged you that for the injury, right?
Correct.
Okay. You didn't call it. That was Jordy's hand. Is he okay, or what's the plan there?
Yes, he's gonna practice today in a limited fashion.
How's that game, Starks? Come on.
Good. James is going to be part of the limited, pre-group, and we'll see how he does.
Mike, how do you feel about what your options are going into this week at running back? You obviously made the move with Nile. Where do you kind of think you are at that position right now?
Running back position, we have some moving parts. I think it's a little bit like last week where, you set a game plan. Communicate with the medical staff. I mean, we're clearly in a projection mode. So Todd Montgomery will be similar to, I think he's further ahead than James, but he'll work today in a limited fashion, and we'll see how he does.
He kind of explained to us the other day what was going on with him now, so we know what it is. Do you feel like, from a medical perspective, you guys as a team have a good handle on it and can proceed with him now?
Absolutely. I mean, I think we clearly understand, our medical staff is definitely, one of caution and would err on that side with all of our players. So, yes, there's been a lot of work done since we realized there was an issue.
How important is it to generate more big plays from your defense, and how do you go about getting that, I guess?
Well, I think like anything, offense or defense, you got to try to create opportunities. And I mean, that's what coaching's about. That's why you game plan. And that's why there's the salesmanship of a Wednesday and working it and not only designing and creating and, the training and the emphasis and looking for matchups. So, whether it's through pressure or, winning with the four-man rush, I mean, those are your two options. I mean, either rush four or you rush more than four. So, and that's all part of the evaluation was our part of our evaluation post Atlanta, and we've corrected it with our players, and then you move on to Indianapolis. It's totally different team. They played, it's a totally different offense from approach. I mean, just the mechanics of how their system's put together. Obviously, Andrew Luck's a different quarterback than Matt Ryan. So then you just apply that plan to the Colts.
Does it tie your hands a little bit when you have young corners? Your top three corners are out, and you have young corners.
Definitely. I mean, I think it's just like anything. Everybody has players. You have the level of experience of players. I mean, if you look at our football team, I mean, we're historically a 25-year-old average football team. Our defense average is 29 years old. So, I mean, you look at the experience, and you tie all those things into the statistics. You look at the video, and you take in all the information, and you build your plan, but it's it depends on who they have playing and how your young guys match up too. So we look at the whole picture, and we've had some young guys step up.
Mike, when you went to the spread type of offense, how much of a factor do you have to weigh in what your offensive line can do as a flat pass blocking team? Is that a huge?
Definitely. I mean, everything starts up front. The meetings still start the same. We start with the run game and protections and the pressures, and then move on to the passing game. So we're not a spread offense, Tom, so I don't ever say that again in here. But we may spread them out a little bit. But, yes, it starts up front. In our O-line has been a huge part of our success, just the fact that, Aaron's had a clean platform, pretty much all the time to throw from, and then they do an excellent job in the second phase of the plays, extending and keeping things alive and covering the football.
When you look at Andrew Luck and Aaron Rodgers, are there, I guess, just from the broad perspective, there seem to be pretty similar guys? Is that what the film shows you, too, that they're pretty similar quarterbacks?
They're similar. They're both excellent, excellent players. But I think that their style of play is a little different. And I think, really, frankly, on what they're asked to do. I mean, if you really study it and you look at their system and the things they highlight and the things that we attempt to highlight, part of that isn't just the quarterbacks, it's who they're playing with too. So I think they play in different systems.
What makes that combination of Luck and Hilton so dangerous? Hilton's kind of a big play guy for them offensively.
Well, I mean, he can really run. I mean, he can get in out of breaks, and you know the ability to the play later in a down with Andrew Luck and throwing the ball down the field, is something they do extremely well.
Mike, did erring on the side of caution with Clay and Randall improve your chances of having them this week, you think?
I hope so. That both Clay and Randall Cobb will go limited today, and then they'll be evaluated after that.
Is Corey Lindsay made enough progress where, if he needed to, that he'd be ready to go this week, you think?
Corey will practice as a full participant today, and we'll continue to look at him, obviously, with JC's situation. I mean, that definitely factors.
What is JC's situation?
JC won't practice today.
With Lindsley having not played for so long, do you feel like there's something, a period of adjustment or something maybe extra that you have to do during the week with him to get him ready for game speed if he does have to go?
Definitely. I think that's really, the focus has been since he's come on. So we've been doing extra work with Corey all along. I think it first starts in a strength conditioning aspect of it. So he's a pro in his approach. So his conditioning, I would say, is at a very high level right now. But there's nothing like football shape. We understand that. So that the padded work opportunity in the post practice things, he's been putting in the extra time.
Like, I know you've worked with a lot of guys you really liked and cared about. What was your relationship like with Joe Philbin, though, and in what ways did he help make you a better coach when he worked for you?
Joe's an excellent football coach, and I know I've said this about him time and time again. He's even a better person. The one thing I've always appreciated about Joe, and I think it's critical to be successful, especially in our business, is he's the same man every day. So. Excellent work ethic, detail, and committed. So, it stresses his opinion. So he's a true pro, and he has a dry sense of humor. And I think that we all enjoy and we all miss.
He's obviously been gone a long time. Scott was here. Scott Tolzien was here the last 3 years. How much can those guys help the Colts at all in preparation for you guys?
Well, I think it's. More in lines with starting points, as far as what how you view a team and things like that. I mean Scott, I don't know if there's ever been a player we've had here that put as much time and energy into his preparation. So, I mean, I just remember his iPad usage was just like off the charts. You kind of had to throw him out, then start with number two and. Look at everybody else because he was in a whole different world. So just the amount of time that he put into it. So, and that's the way he was. He was like at every day. He's like at the day he got here. He's like at the day he left. So I'm sure he's doing the same thing in Indianapolis. So I mean, I don't know how much time he's going to be spending on our offense. We're different today than we were last year, and I mean that's part of evolving in this business. But I'm sure mannerisms and things like that of Aaron and. In our offense, he definitely will have an opinion on it.
Mike, Frank Gore's been around a long time. What are your impressions of him in this 2016 version?
I have great respect for Frank Gore. I had the privilege of coaching him as a rookie, and you could see right away he was going to be a great player in this league. His instincts and his ability to run between the tackles and. Especially back then, ability to bounce the football, I thought was unique. He probably is the best I've ever had of making yards out of very little. So his ability to get skinny in the hole and slice a front, he was special. His instincts are unique. So great career. You're still relying on him. I mean, he's playing good football, but very instinctive runner.
What's the trade deadline like around here on yesterday?
Say it again.
What's the trade deadline like around here? Is it a lot of conversation or just standard?
Yes, I thought it was next week. No. Yeah, that's what it's like. So.
You made me think. I thought God, I didn't screw that up for them. So.
No, I was just checking.
Hey, Mike, what did you think of what you got out of Don Jackson last week? And I know you guys really liked him when you signed him. maybe his path hasn't been quite what you planned it to be to get to this point. What do you?
Don's a good football player. He's instinctive. He's got a lot of juice in his body. I mean, frankly, he needs to play. I mean, it's the first game he played in quite some time. So I thought he was, just needs to slow down a little bit, detail his work. But, I thought he had excellent pass protection pickup, and that's what you want to see, especially, Billy still put his hand in there. But he'll get more opportunities this week, and we're gonna just keep working with him and try to detail how he's going to be used. I think it's important for any young player that's, just getting more opportunities, and but he's on a good path. I like the way Don goes about it.
Few more, please.
Mike, what did you see from Eric Walden? Just looking at his film and kind of how they're using him specifically.
They're using him more as far as he's a rover and they're in some of their sub packages third down, but still really his rush pattern's the same as when he was here. He's tough, hard nose. Playing it at a very good level. So, I mean, Eric was an outstanding player for us, and he's still playing very well. But like I said, they're using some more in their pressure packages, which are extremely high in pressure, particularly in third down. So, and he's part of that.
Mike, how much did Trevor Davis's touchdown catch say about how he's grown since he got here?
That was a big play. Big play for him. Obviously a big play for us, but, he needed that. So, I mean, he's getting more opportunities, and especially I think when a touchdown comes in extended play is, in my experience, I think helps a player more than when it's done just right and, in a detailed fashion, because it shows the instincts and the awareness of playing the game. So the ability to get out there and run the route the same way and detail it is the first step, but then be able to extend a play and give Aaron that window to throw. And I mean, it's a great throw, but it's a great catch by him too. So I thought it was an excellent confidence booster for him.